Good morning. We're continuing Maseches Kalayim. We're in the seventh paragraph. We are up to Mishnah Vav. So yesterday we discussed the concept of planting something in a vineyard, planting vegetables or grain in a vineyard, which is not yours. And we discussed that you cannot ask for someone else's field. We explained the concept that, of course, if someone was to put nevela or to put milk into someone else's a pot of meat, would asr it because it's a physical isser. But kalayim, as we saw earlier, it's talian kavan. You have to want it to be there. It has to be midaitai, and you can't have intention for somebody else. Therefore, if you're not the owner of the field, you cannot make the field asr. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Vav, ho'anos. So these are thieves. Shezora asakarim v'yotzim milafanav. So they came in, and they stole the field. Now, it's interesting to note that there's a concept in halacha called karka in an exelas. You cannot steal karka because it stays where it is. It's, if it's owned by the bialim, if it's owned by the owner of the field, you can't take away real estate. However, in this case, so what happens is they come in and they take possession over in the way they chase away the owner. So now, in essence, it's not theirs. They don't own the field. It's not theirs. So what happens is when they plant there, it doesn't asr the karam, because it's not theirs. You can't take possession over someone else's field unless there's a kinyan, and the kinyanim for karka we can discuss another time. You can't just steal it. So now, they came in, they planted, it does not become asr because of klaim, because it's not theirs. Now, v'yatzim alfano, now they left. Ultimately, they left. So halacha is, kaitzra yafil b'mayed, the owner comes back to his field, he should cut it down, even on chal amayed. Not obviously not on Yom Tov itself, but on Chol HaMoed. Now the Rav Bar Tanur explains that it's how can he cut down the tefuah on Chol HaMoed. The halacha is a person's not allowed to work on his field on Chol HaMoed. It's a ma'aseh uman. The person's not allowed to work on mechubar on Chol HaMoed unless it's a davar avod. So what's a davar avod over here? So he explains number one, either the concept of marasayin, the people are going to think you came back to your field and there's wheat growing within close proximity to vines. This is the Marasayan, people are going to think that you want it to grow that way. So because of Marasayan, the Chachamim were mata people to cut down their, to do work on their fields, even though otherwise it would have been Asr Chol HaMoed. The other way he explains the Rav, is that the truth is, it could be that if you're going to leave it there, throughout the rest of Yom Tov, it's going to be Maisif Masayan. It's going to grow that one extra, 1/200th extra that would cause it to be Asr. And that being the case, now it's his, and now if he allows it to be there, then it grows Masayim 1/200th more, and what's going to end up happening is after the Yom Tov, it's going to destroy the rest of his vineyard because it's going to become Asr. So it is a Davar Avad, therefore it would be Mutter. But ultimately, the halacha is you should cut it down right away. So now the Mishnah asks, Ad kama hu nois in the pilem. So now obviously this is important. We want the guy to cut down whatever's growing in this vineyard right away. How much does he have to pay? So the Mishnah says, Ad shlish. He has to pay up until a third. A third of what is not clear in the Mishnah. There's two pshat in the Rishayim. Either it's talking about a third of the value of what's growing, or a third more than what workers normally take to get this job done. In other words, they realize that he has to get this done. So there could be some kind of price gouging going on here. They'll call up the landscaping company and they'll say, hey, if you're calling us on Chol HaMoed to get this done, you should just know you have to pay three times the price. So that, says the Mishnah, doesn't have to do. Yasser Mikan, if it's going to cost him more than a third more, Kaitzer Kedarkav HaYelech. He should just do what is normal. He can do whatever he can and take it down whenever he can. Afil Lachar HaMoed, even after Yom Tov. And the Mishnah continues, Me'emesai Nikra Anos. At what point is it called an Anos? Now this has two different explanations. The simple understanding is, at what point does it transfer the name of the field from being the original owners to now being the possession of the thieves? We explained that if the thieves plant there, it doesn't become usher because it's not theirs. But at some point down the line, if the thieves stay here for such a long time, we're going to say that now it belongs to the thieves. So at what point does that happen? The Mishnah answers, Misha Yishka, and that means at the point that the name of the owner of the field, the original owner, is forgotten. Now everyone knows it as the field of the thieves. The Gemara has a different understanding of this. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. He understands the Mishnah very differently. Mishnah Zayin continues. Haruach she'il ala esagafanam agabi atvo yigdar miyad. A wind came, blew vines on top of your grain. What's the halacha? Yigdar miyad. So now, yigdar, it's not clear what it means. The Rav understands it means to cut it, because we do find the lashon of goyder to mean cut. And he says, cut it down right away. Others understand yigdar as a literal translation of yigdar, build a wall and separate it right away. Imera einis, if it happened, something happened in an uncontrollable circumstance, mutter. In other words, if it grew more under an einis, it's mutter, as we said earlier, it wasn't his intention. Person has grain which is starting to lean under his vine. Just move it back, and it will not become a kadesh. It won't become aser. Oh, I skipped. The same thing with vegetables. Machzir, just lean it back, and kadesh does not become aser. When does tvua become aser? Mishetashrish. Once it takes root. So now this is the Mishnah really explaining the reason why, if you have your leans, your grain which leans under the geffen, it does not become aser, is because it did not take root. It's simply underneath. We learned earlier that if it grows underneath the geffen, it becomes aser. But here, since it did not take root, it does not become aser. Vanovim, grapes, at what point do they become aser? Mishiyasu kapula lavan. Once they start forming, apparently it looks like some type of white bean. When you start to grow, at that point in time it becomes aser. Tvua yishayavsha, you have grain which dried out entirely. Shayavsha called tzarka, it's entirely dried out. So now at that point in time it starts to go underneath the vineyard, the vine. Vanavim shabasha called tzarka, you have grapes which are fully ripe. Enim is kachet, at that point in time, they are mutter, they can no longer become aser. And the reason is, it's a very long explanation, but basically, as we mentioned many times, the pasuk that's used to describe why klaya karam is different than any other klayim is pentikdash hamalea hazera sher tizra utvua sakarim. The pasuk which differentiates klaya karam to say that it becomes aser from any other klaya that does not actually become aser once it's planted, this pentikdash hamalea hazera asher tizra utvua sakarim. Now, fully ripe grapes are no longer called tivua sakarim, they're called anavim. Hamalea hazera doesn't refer to dagon, doesn't refer to flour or to kernels. It has to still be a plant. So that's why it does not become us. So just to finish the parak, we mentioned this in Demai when we learned Demai, a flower pot that has a hole, it's considered to be part of the aretz, it's ka'aretz, it's, in other words, if you take a flower pot and put it on the ground, it has a hole where the roots can go through, then it's mekadesh kekarim, it's just like planting inside the vineyard. Ushtayne nakuv, if it does not have a hole, ene mekadesh is considered a separate era because it's not connected to the field. Rabbi Shimon Amar Zevazeh Oysubla mekadesh, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he says whether it has a hole, if it does not have a hole, it's not going to be usher. No, it's usher to plant it in the field, but it's not going to be mekadesh. In other words, lechatchil, you can't plant it there, but if you did, be like any other client that it would not actually usher what grows. Hamavir atzit nakuv b'karam. A person just passes a flower pot through a karam, so he doesn't plan to keep it there, but slowly he passes it through the karam. The halacha is ma'isef masayim aser, like we learned many times before. If it grows that extra 1/200th, in other words, for example, it's 199 parts right now. If it gets that 200th part while you're passing it through, so it's going to have to take time. We explained earlier how to calculate this. See how long it takes for it to dry up. You divide that time, but basically, that's really, if it grows 1/200th, would be us. In other words, it's just like an atzit nakuv that you planted there. That is the halacha we do not pass on to Rabbi Shimon. This concludes the 7th parak in Maseches Kalayim. We'll continue with Hashem next week with the 8th parak in Maseches Kalayim. The 8th parak basically still discusses the halachas of the different types of klayim, but it moves us off into the halachas of Klai with behemoth and with begadim. It takes us out of Klai Karim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.